You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We are here to pray.
We are standing out in the season. The theme is still stand out. Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Now, today's prayer time is focusing on standing out by the anointing for fresh fire. Standing out by the anointing for fresh fire. To stand out continually, the anointing must be refreshed and renewed through God's word and prayer. So we must seek God for fresh fire and passion in our ministries. Now, Acts chapter 4, verse 31 reads that, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So you see the cause and effect. They prayed and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And what happened? They speak the word of God with boldness. Sometimes we wonder why we feel intimidated in sharing the word of God, or why it's such a challenge for us to go all out in serving the Lord. Sometimes we experience ups and downs. There are times that we seem all fired up, and other times where we seem down, beaten by circumstances and feeling so low. Now, one secret has clearly been indicated here. They prayed and they were filled by the Holy Spirit. Then boldness came. And so to activate boldness, to keep boldness all the time and to keep our faith alive, we ought to stay afresh in prayer and in the study of the word, so that the Spirit of God can have his way in empowering our service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, our first prayer today in that regard is going to come from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That refers to the Holy Spirit. Do not be drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means that don't be drunk with wine, but be drunk with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we've seen here that praying for the infilling of the Spirit, or for the move of the Holy Spirit, by that, we get drunk or refreshed by the Spirit of God, and we are led by the Spirit of God in all boldness to serve according to how he wants us to serve. So we are praying right now that, Lord, fill me afresh with your Spirit. Lord, fill me afresh with your Spirit. We are praying for a fresh move of the Holy Spirit in our lives right now. As you pray, the Lord will do. He's hearing you right now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Fill me afresh with your Spirit, Lord. Fill me afresh. Ikaya da boshen ene ne kusata ya repana ene ne kusete ya debe remana na na kusata ya da boshen mekaya debe ne boste era bata ya na kusata ya ne 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 mese arapata ya ne kusata lemano shene ne ne kusata. afresh with your fire.
Second prayer, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Let me read it one more time. And it's from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. Isaiah 40, 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. One of the powerful things ever to do is to ask the Lord to strengthen you. To ask the Lord to strengthen you. Whenever we bring our weaknesses before the Lord, he provides us strength. Like Mary said, be it unto me according to the word of the Lord, or according to God's will. And the Holy Spirit came upon her, and she took seed of Jesus Christ. Whenever we present our weaknesses before the Lord, he provides us strength. Scripture says that his strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. There will be no need for strengthening without a weakness. The Lord's strength is made available in our weaknesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. We are praying that renew my strength, O Lord, and passion for ministry, passion for service, passion for your work. Renew my strength, O Lord, and passion for ministry. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. You are the source of my strength, you are the strength of my life. Lord, I depend on you today. I ask for your strength, Lord. According to your word, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, you give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, you increase strength. Lord, increase my strength. Renew my strength. Renew our strength. Every member right now, feeling downhearted, feeling weak, giving up. Lord, renew, renew, renew their strength right now. Holy Spirit, renew their strength right now. Fresh strength from above. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51, verse 10. A clean heart, a right spirit. A clean heart, a right spirit. This is what we are asking from the Lord. Purify my heart and renew my spirit for your service. Let me not be contaminated with issues, contaminated even with anxieties, contaminated with worries, contaminated with fear. Let me not be contaminated, O Lord, but purify my heart from presumptuous sins. Purify my heart from jealousy. Purify my heart in every way and renew my spirit for your service. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Lord, purify my heart and renew my spirit.
purify our hearts. Like precious gold, like precious gold. Refine us, purify our hearts, Lord, for your glory. For your glory, for your glory. Purify our hearts, O Lord. Renew our spirits for your service. My spirit is yours. Renew my spirit, O Lord, for service, for your service, for your service. Father in heaven, renew our spirits, Lord, for your service. Purify our hearts in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you haven't given your life to Christ, I want you to know, according to scripture, the soul that's in it shall die. The very moment Adam disobeyed God, he sinned, and sin plagued the whole of humanity. Adam was the first man, and sin entering through him plagued the whole of humanity. That you are born a sinner, born into sin. But the Lord our God, our Father in heaven, made a way by sending his only Son, Christ Jesus, to come and die for us. That through his death and resurrection, we shall be raised from death, which was the consequence of sin, and that we would experience eternal life. So today, just say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart. And as you do so, the Lord Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, will come into your heart and move you from death, or the kingdom of darkness, death, and then translate you into his own kingdom, in Jesus' name. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, this day I come before you. I thank you that even before I was conceived in my mother's womb, you knew me and you had called me for your purpose. Today, I surrender my life wholly to you, withholding nothing, oh Lord. Please, come into my heart, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. I thank you that from this day you are my King. I'm your servant, Lord. I give you all the praise and I bless your holy name for granting me eternal life. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's bless the name of the Lord.
We serve a powerful God. All power belongs to our God. We just want to worship him in this song. To me, yeah, on your call, on to me, yeah, what it to me, yeah, on your call, on to me, yeah. To me, yeah. Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.